Plate 19 from Johann Bernhard Basedow's Elementary Book from 1774 has four copper engravings under the heading
Some Kinds of Useful Activity.
The picture on the upper left shows men and women doing gardening work. In the picture on the lower left, there's a shoemaker with his employees and apprentices. On the upper right, we see several women doing typical women jobs of the time. They are sewing, washing, spinning, ironing, and hanging up clothing. In the picture on the lower right, there are only men. They are tailoring. Basedow emphasized the
usefulness
of the activity of the tailor, which is practiced here by men. However, he also stressed how unhealthy the job was and that the tailor nevertheless did the work. In the woman's room, by contrast, he said in his elementary book that the
worthy housemothers and daughters
should only become acquainted with the activity of washing so that they could give their servants instructions about it and that it was not necessary to
dirty
their own hands. Particularly interesting is that
some kinds of useful activities
are shown and that men are depicted in three of four pictures, while in only one picture, women are shown exclusively. The word useful occurs twice in reference to the tailor, but not at all while describing the activity of the women. In the time of the Enlightenment, there were some activities for men and other separate activities for women. Only certain tasks could be carried out together or in the same room. For Basedow, social usefulness was the central focus of his pedagogical approach. However, contemporaries criticized that he sometimes placed the social usefulness above the needs of individuals. Moreover, the professions that he considered useful were starkly male codified or were carried out exclusively by men. The care work that women did was not paid for and was far less highly respected. In the book Mädchenjungekind by Daniela Turner, whose title can be translated as Girl, Boy, Child, Gender Sensitive Accompaniment and Empowerment for the Earliest Age. These values are unraveled and reformulated. In one illustration, it shows that occupations do not have to be dependent on any one gender and that useful jobs, such as working in the fire brigade, can be done by women and all genders. It shows two children whose gender cannot be clearly identified. One of the people is wearing fireman clothing and is holding a hose. This person says,
I'm cool and strong.
The other person is wearing a princess dress and a crown and replies,
whoa, so am I.
This book illustrates that today the male codified job as a fireman does not depend on gender, and also that what is associated with female can be independent of gender and associated with terms like cool and strong, just like a male codified job. What activities do you think are useful? Are those activities usually associated with a certain gender? What type of words would you use to describe them?